Okay, the eighth coma because I'm sure you finished orientation.
Is he being frantic? I'm gonna get the shock of being for a second day.
I don't know, but I think I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna go right. So then, the ones that have everything, I'm gonna get to hire him.
Okay, so. First of all, anyone who's looking to take you ready or the button of the stuff?
So I'm gonna feel like we're gonna show ready.
Is it number 8? Let me see what it is. If you detect.
Sorry.
Black is a number in the county that they live in.
Okay, but that's about Ochum died orientation paperwork for them, right?
Yeah.
We have to see what they pack it.
Mine of this is. I think they took. Was Zamirim and Zayed, and that was going to mean. And in essentially DBA or whatever, if you're changing the name.
Okay.
I guess Dana got to shit, no?
Okay.
The acknowledgement that they attended orientation.
Ah, okay. Okay. So first name is just meant no other use contented to. 4 hours.
Yes. Okay, so was loving hiring over, we need to make sure you have everything from them. The next thing would be creating their profiles in HHA. Yes, how about that as a question? We have our own HHA and Chabok Zayed HHA. I don't want to put aids into both HHAs though.
Right.
We were waiting for Donna to finish after like the clinical part, the patients, in order to switch over to our HHA. And also, it means that when we switch over to our HHA, that we start processing payroll for now. Processing payroll because we get an export from them, just like Excel file, make information, and Tamaz like manually creates the payroll. It's kind of valuable because if we're not ready, then we'll just open and get the payroll off Python or vice guy machine. That's naturally Kim's issues and messes. And I'm not going to be able to even pick up the phone.
Was it them on payroll? Skin that on officially. Was it that payroll to Alan?
So, the way payroll is, when you do it through HHA, is they clock in from the HHA app. I have a schedule entered in HHA. It has like a, it's called a master week. And it creates the schedule on the calendar. And when they clock in, it matches the time that's in the schedule. And it puts the visit into the calendar.
Okay.
Each visit is linked to an authorization, so it authorizes the duration based on what the authorization for services is. And
okay.
They process payroll through HHA, so meaning it's from one platform, yeah. And the app that they use to clock in is an HHA exchange app.
And I guess it syncs with Excelforce.
Excelforce is, we use HHA,
you don't use
export Excelforce? Information from HHA into Excelforce.
Into Excelforce, okay.
Yeah. And then by using Excelforce, the app in Excelforce has HCM2Go, and that's the app that they're going to use to see their pay stubs.
Okay.
Let me wait for Donna to call me, and I'll give you more information afterwards, okay?
I mean, if they start working next week, they're not, they are going to get paid on PISA.
So payroll is, I think, the following week. So let's say that their first work day.
Yeah.
Let's say the first day that they work is Tuesday the 31st. Their first pay date is only going to be
Friday the 10th.
The 10th, yeah.
Day after Yontif.
Mm-hmm. That's pay day, but the Chalaf means payroll has to be processed by Wednesday. You can push it to Thursday, but which means immediately Yontif. So if I start it, that means just in Tuesday night is Yom Tov. That means I have to make sure that I get everything situated between Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, well, how many new employees are there going to be? Like,
some of them.
It matters.
How many?
Or?
No.
No, depending on the Rishi guys answer, yes.
No, so it's some Spanish systems, also the existing aid. Just the way they have their payroll set up. mileage it was too, but I don't know, it's complicated, but I think that we figure out a way to, how we're gonna do it, or we're gonna have to manually make an adjustment for the 5 existing 8.
You have to be in payroll myself, or playing the spam of the counting the hours, and then making an Excel sheet that's important in Excel for.
Yeah, but that's how Tomas did payroll. He probably just out of, when it comes to, he's technically billing for payroll, meaning if the guy is better than billing, we're not going to put into payroll. So just to give an example, patient approved for 10 hours, and the shift to enter is 10 hours and 15 minutes, that's not an adjustment. There's pre-billing issues that needs to be addressed before pay rates have to be put into HHA.
Okay.
Our HHA puts stuff into Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's probably just a bunch of little hiccups that's got to be changed. And I kept pushing that I don't want the first payroll to be a crisis. It's just, I know what it's going to be. It's going to be a disaster. Actually, well, they did all this even weeks ago. But for some reason, they couldn't. So she can't jump past it. I don't like the clinical part in HHA.
Mm-hmm.
So many things on the patient side. The plan of care. The, I don't know what was much different. Rebecca's not into it, but stop checking the feed. When they hire an aide, if they get some type of email, you should probably should create something with other information. Let me wait to hear from Donna, and I'll take it from there. Text me while she can. Actually, I guess Donna's going to let me know who actually attended and who didn't.
Right.
And then I can see from there. But the two that reached out to you, is that in a fully ready because you're not waiting on anything? You can slap me their name and their county, please.
Okay. It does it. And then I'm going to tell them that we're waiting on the paperwork from Donna, and then we'll reach out to them soon.
Yeah, just say we'll be in touch with you shortly. What you could do is ask them what their availability to work is. It's probably a smart sheet, but if it's not, put the information there.
Okay.
Cast flag in the actual smart sheet note, not in the, I mean, in the, cast flag in the comment section.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.